everybody, everybody looks gay.
A queer exploration of the queer looks of Pretty Little Liars.
With your host, Speak Pirate, aka Joanna. I'm here, I'm queer, and I have a cat named Spencer.
And your other host, LCO123, aka Vina, a proud member of the Church of Vander Jesus.
Welcome to our bonus content. Tonight, we are doing a deep dive into some liar looks. We have seen so many great liar costuming moments and not so great costuming moments. The balls, the masquerades, the Halloween episodes, the funerals, looks upon looks. And we are going to dive in to tell you the best, the worst, the queerest, the Aria-est. what do you think? I mean, what do you have to say about like PLL costuming just as a whole?
Oh my God. I mean, so obviously we could be here for the next decade if we were really going to do a deep dive on all of the costumes. For tonight, we're basically looking at like the event looks, kind of like the ones that you mentioned. And all of these looks are posted on our Instagram if you want to play along at home. I think PLL, one of the things that is so fun about PLL is that the costuming is such an extension of the characterization. And so often, you know, and we've talked about moments like when Hannah's too depressed to work a zipper, or, you know, when Spencer is just wearing like t-shirts and sweatpants, when Aria has some, you know, like her stop men dress on, like there's a visual language with the costumes that I think is a lot of fun. And, you know, I mean, PLL is known for kind of starting certain trends, like the whole feather earring thing. I love that that is an element of the show that they chose to really have be sort of another character on the show.
I totally agree. And it says, like you were saying, it gives you so much insight into like where the liars are mentally and emotionally, like the way that they're, and you know, PLL is so much about like masks and the face that you put out there. Like,
yes,
you know, so often the costume is like another mask that they're putting on.
Oh, absolutely. We're all born naked and the rest is drag, as RuPaul tells us. Before we go into like some individual looks, maybe could we talk a little bit about, like how we would sort of define each liar's personal style?
Ooh, okay. So when Hannah dresses as Marilyn Monroe on the Ghost Train, I feel like Hannah's personal style, she kind of wants to be Marilyn Monroe for like this millennia.
I can kind of see that. It's a lot of like bright colors and bright patterns. Hannah, I mean, as we know, especially in the early seasons, Hannah is all about dazzle camouflage, you know, look over here at this thing so you're not looking over there at that thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that we see that a lot in her wardrobe. I also think Hannah expresses a lot of her creativity and her sense of fun through her wardrobe. Case in point, when she wanted to wear like that red bandage dress to Wilden's funeral or Ian's funeral, whoever.
Ian's funeral.
You know, like there's a little bit of, you know, she has fun. She has fun with her wardrobe.
She does. Now, Spencer's wardrobe, I would generally define Spencer's wardrobe as old money. I feel like, you know, outside of like the event looks, Spencer is generally like, you know, a little preppy, like generally wearing something that like you might see, you know, that wouldn't be out of place, like at a country club somewhere in New England, you know, like just stepped off a sailboat with a Kennedy kind of a thing. But when she goes out to the events, like when she is at a dance or when she's places, I feel like her look generally appears to be the most expensive.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I think that that's true about Spencer, but I often feel like there's like some little element of it. It's like preppy, but like something's a little bit fucked up about it, you know, which I think is like her way of kind of sticking it to her family and bringing in that queerness.
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree.
Like there'll be like a loose tie or like, you know, a weird belt or like a hat or something that kind of makes it a little bit more Spencer-y. So it's not just completely like the Melissa carbon copy that her parents want her to be.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that her costuming, like, it shows the tension of that. Like,
for sure.
Hastings, you know, like, there are things that Hannah wears that Spencer would never wear. And,
for sure.
And the same, like, I mean, there are things that Arya wears that none of the other liars would wear. But, like, you can tell. I feel like Spencer has, like, if you put a rack of dresses, like, in a line, it would be fairly easy to pick out which one was the Spencer look.
I agree. I agree completely. Emily is probably it's not a surprise that I feel like Emily's style is like the least clearly defined. I do think Emily is, you know, a little bit more sporty, a little bit more utilitarian. There are often touches of like a femininity, but like it's not as amped up as like the way that Hannah kind of expresses like almost a high femme in her fashion. It might be like a denim skirt or like a, you know, a jacket in like a pastel color or something. But then there is also often an element of queerness, like leather or denim or flannel.
A blazer dress.
Yes. Yeah. It's often more muted colors. Not as much with the heels. It's a little bit more... maybe a little bit less about personal style and a little bit more about functionality.
Yes, I definitely agree. I feel like when Emily gets dressed up, especially as the series goes on, her style is basically legs, like a lot of leg, as much leg as is possible to show.
Yeah.
And also like she does have some more overtly queer looks, like as the show goes on, I feel like we see more like leather accents in her dresses.
Yeah.
and things like that.
I feel like when Emily gets dressed up, she just turns into Shay Mitchell.
Yeah. It's hard to argue against that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I really wish that they would have let Emily like play with her kind of gender presentation a little bit more. Like, I think it would have been really fun if, you know, especially after the time jump, if she had maybe worn more like suits or kind of more like structured, tailored things, or maybe had her hair a little bit shorter, or just, I don't know. I think that would have been a fun place to take that character.
I completely agree.
Yeah. And then we come to Arya Montgomery. How do we define Arya's style?
I mean, it's impossible to really define Arya's style. I think they're okay, artsy. We could call it artsy. If by artsy you mean generally looks like she took some inspiration from like a goth Victoria's Secret angel who constructed her entire outfit from items found in a junk drawer.
There you go.
That is, I guess that would be my capsule description.
Yeah,
I
like that a lot. I was going to go like Hot Topic Pixie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like, it's a little bit like a kindergartner designed the outfit, you know. But there's also a lot of like, a lot of black and a lot of red and a lot of like, just harsher lines and, you know, harsher colors and weird accents of things, you know, like a random thing dangling off of somewhere or like a random stripe of a bright color or a strange fabric.
Yes. Oh, yes. Like Arya is like the liar least likely to ever show up to an event where someone else is wearing the same thing that she is. Like, unless it's like the tablecloths or like...
100%. 100%. And she also likes, I feel like she'll often have like a pattern or something. Like it's not a lot of just plain colors with Arya. There's always something else going on.
There's that element of Arya.
That's so Arya. So should we start with our first picture, our first set of four looks?
So I think we have, chronologically, is it the homecoming?
The homecoming dance is our first event.
So, yeah, so this is really an interesting one because their outfits, as opposed to later dances that we'll see, these actually look like outfits that you might potentially see at a high school dance. Yes. And I'm actually going to say that the dance itself even looks a little bit more like a high school dance than some of the, like every other dance has, like, a labyrinth, and it has, like,
for sure,
you know, like, they get really fancy and extreme. But the homecoming dance, they still, you know, it's adhering to reality a little bit more as opposed to the hyper-adrenalized reality we get later. Who do you think, so we have Spencer, Emily, Aria, and Hannah. Hannah is, of course, going to become the homecoming queen this night.
Yes.
And Emily is going to wind up winning a car, but also being in the hospital. There's a lot. This is a big night for the Liars.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on these looks? Like, who looks the best? Who looks the queerest?
Yeah.
What do we think?
What do we think? I think, so Aria's look is my favorite. Aria has this kind of, this, you know, it's going to take forever if we describe every look. So just check out our Instagram for the first picture. Aria has a black dress on. I like this look a lot because I think it's very Aria. I think that this is probably a time when they had not totally figured out every character style, but Aria feels the most clearly defined. And this feels like a look that Aria, like, in season 5 would wear. Whereas the other outfit, I'm like, I don't know if that particular liar would wear that. I think my least favorite look is Hannah's. Hannah is going as, like, a Muppet or... like a Muppet in like a sort of dishwater gray blue color. Like it's not a very exciting color.
And it looks almost like a two piece. I don't think that it is, but like the skirt is like furry or feathery. The skirt gets the That's So Aria award from me.
Yes.
Because it's like, what fabric is that? What is it trying to do? And the top looks just kind of like a blue gray sports bra. That doesn't really even seem to be providing as much like support or coverage as it could.
And also her hair looks like a politician's wife from like the 1800s. Like I'm not into this look for Hannah. I think Hannah has much better dance looks later. In terms of queerest, I'm going to give it to Emily simply because this look to me reads really, I'm at a school dance and I'm in the closet and I'm like holding on to the last little bit of my identity as a straight girl.
Yeah, I think it's true. Emily is definitely wearing the, Emily is wearing the closeted fashion look of the night.
And I actually think that, I think that Spencer's look to me looks the most like something that Hannah would wear, like in general. Spencer's in like a strapless silver dress.
Yeah, I actually I appreciate your comments, but Aria, I think Spencer probably looks I think this dress is the most flattering, like, okay, of the liar looks here.
Okay. Sure. Sure. So then is our next one the first secret, our Halloween costumes from the first secret?
Oh, yes. I do believe that our next one is the Halloween costumes of the first secret, which, oh boy, there's a lot here. This was the episode where Spencer was Mary, Queen of Scots, I believe.
Yep.
And Hannah was Britney Spears. Emily was a racist Indian princess situation, and Aria was
Elvira, I think, maybe, or a vampire.
Okay.
Or Morticia Adams, like any of the above.
Right. Aria was a goth character of indeterminate origin.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to say my favorite and the queerest are the same, which is Spencer's Mary Queen.
Yeah, it is, you know, it's super elaborate and,
yep,
you know, Halloween is like gay Christmas for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, and you know, it's tough. I really think that Hannah, it's the Hannah Brittany is a little bit of a queer look. I can't really say why. Is it like the uniform? Is it the, I don't know. I think Hannah is kind of queer looking as Brittany, but also if Arya is dressed as Elvira, of course, Elvira herself
is
queer. So I think there are a lot of contenders here, but I do like your pick of Spencer is the queerest. I mean, Spencer is the queerest liar, it often seems like. So
yes.
Difficult to argue against that.
Emily's is the worst, of course. We don't even
Yeah, truly is. And then I just think that Hannah as Brittany is just so cute. And the fact that Allison like didn't want her to wear that costume, but then she wore it anyway. Hannah just like, she's got my heart in her hands as Brittany here.
It's really cute. And this is obviously in the time when Hannah is feeling less confident about her body. So it's like a less kind of, it's like a less form-fitting version of a Brittany outfit. And the way that her braids are, like, it just makes her look very young and sweet. And I have so much love for Hannah at this time in the series.
And the that's so Arya, Spencer is really taking home a lot of, she's the best, she's yeah. the first. And I think Spencer also gets the that's so Arya for this episode because of her headpiece that is made some kind of like, I don't know, metal or popsicle sticks or I don't know. She has a very elaborate headpiece that she clearly stayed up all night crafting.
The fabric on her sleeves also looks like fabric that Arya would craft like a pair of leggings out of or something.
And it appears she might be wearing a corset.
Yes.
So for all of the all of these elements mean that she is also taking home the That's So Arya award. Our first two looks, Arya has not gotten the That's So
Wow.
Arya award. So we're going to have to just see how that plays out as we go along.
Well, she might have it in the bag for this next look, because this next look is a season two finale, Unmasked, the Masquerade Ball, our first Masquerade Ball. And maybe we should just start with talking about Arya in this sort of court jester, you know, full skirt, kind of Queen of Hearts-ish sort of situation she has going on.
Yeah, I think I had a lot to say about this dress when she first wore it. I think it looks kind of like a circus tent from Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, I see that.
She's also wearing, this is like one of the first masquerades that the liars are at. And like some of the liars are wearing kind of like, I mean, is there like a subdued masquerade mask? I guess maybe there's really not. But Arya is wearing like a full on, like it's like a Zorro mask. Like it's black,
yes.
It's dramatic. It's like, yeah. So Arya has this one 100% in the bag. I think that Arya and everyone else's gowns are like, they're, you know, they're like a traditional gown. They are like long,
yes.
They are formal. Arya's like is shorter and it bells out very dramatically. That's so Arya. This look definitely, this look is so Arya. And it's got like elbow length gloves that are black.
The gloves, so. some big jewelry. I think this is called a cupcake dress. And this is a style that they often put Arya in, maybe to make her look taller. I'm not sure. But yeah, it is quite dramatic. Who do you think has the best look here?
You know, I do not love the other liar looks very much, so I might actually say Arya.
Wow.
I think that Hannah's look is very pretty, but Hannah is supposed to be Juliet. Like, this is like when she was doing a Romeo and Juliet thing. And I don't feel like Hannah's look really conveys Juliet to me. So
yeah.
I think I like, she loses a little bit of points in my scale, just because she is supposed to be a particular character, but is not, like, totally doing a lot in terms of costuming for that, I feel.
Yeah, I think I would give it to Emily just because I really love the color of her dress and I like the bodice. I don't love the skirt. It's another weird, like, suddenly we go into, like, fur situation. I do not like the color of Spencer's dress. It's this kind of, like, musty yellow that I just don't think is doing it for her. So I think for me, I would probably give it to Emily, but I agree. This is not, like, none of these looks are my favorite.
No, and so if I give Aria the That's So Aria award, and I also think Aria might have the best look, I also am going to say that I think Aria has the queerest look. It is by far the campiest look of these looks.
Yes.
And it's just, it's queer, like, not even in the, like, queerness of sexuality queer. It's just, like, super odd and queer in that way. So for me, this might be, like, a sweep for Aria, in my opinion.
I can totally see that. It looks the most like a look a drag queen would wear.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And speaking of, like, drag adjacent looks, we then have the Halloween train, where we have Emily as Barbarella, Aria as, she's Daisy from the Great Gatsby, right?
Correct.
Obviously we have Hannah as Marilyn Monroe, and then we have Spencer doing kind of a Lauren Bacall thing.
Right.
I think for me, it might be a clean sweep for Spencer for this one.
Tell us more.
I have to say, I don't love any of these looks a ton. I mean, I think, like, obviously the Barbarella one kind of stands out the most, but this has always felt like Shay or somebody wanted to dress Emily as Barbarella. It's never seemed to me like something Emily would ever choose for herself. So for that reason, I've always been kind of like, on the Barbarella. But Spencer, I think she looks the best. I think it's the most flattering look. I really like her makeup. I think it's very queer, especially when she has that moment with Paige. And I think it's, yeah, I don't know if I'd actually give Emily most Aria look. I think Emily is the most Aria just because it's the most out there. But I think that Spencer for me gets best dressed and queerest look.
I kind of agree about Spencer as the queerest look because, she's like Lauren Bacall, or she's like a character that was played by Lauren Bacall, but she has that toughness.
Yes.
Like, she has that, like, yes, toughness and tenderness, and, like, it's like a Lauren Bacall, but it's also almost like Elizabeth Scott or somebody. It's like a, you know, like the actress who is, like, you know, maybe the B role who, like, you know, is queer and gets shot, like, in the, you know,
sure,
before the climax. She's got a lot of that going on. And I love her gloves. I love just, like, the look on her face in this picture. I think that Spencer does get queerest, especially because it's going to draw Paige to her. Paige, if she were in this picture, would get queerest look hands down, because of her suit and her many accoutrements that she has. But I'm actually going to give, like, maybe best look in this picture. I really like Hannah as Marilyn Monroe. I think it's really cute. There's not a lot to her costume. And I feel like that with Britney Spears, there wasn't a lot to that costume either. It was, like, the white shirt, the sweater, the skirt. Again, like, Hannah doesn't have as much money as the other liars to really put in to this. So you do kind of get the idea that, like, she's maybe going, like, to a thrift store and just, like, fancying it up, maybe with Mona's help. So here's Hannah as Marilyn. It's hard not to give this a nod for queer look as well, because this is going to be the night when Hannah and Mona almost kiss.
This is true. They are all having some queer moments. I mean, Emily allegedly actually, like, has queer sex on this train in this episode.
Maybe. I mean, it's, yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty queer looks all the way around. I'm going to agree with you that Emily gets the That's So Aria Award just because, again, the material of her Barbarella costume is so weirdly shiny that is something that I feel like it's so shiny. I mean, I guess it attracts like queer ladies and also birds. So there you go. That's so Aria.
That is so Aria. Next, we have one of the strangest and most delightful little outings, which is, of course, the hoedown episode. This is the episode where, why are we all at a hoedown? Who cares? It's also another episode where, if we were including Paige, she would absolutely get queerest look because she has that vest belt buckle situation.
Yeah, and the denim alone.
The denim. So much denim. But what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on this foursome?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So, again, Emily's style is legs.
Of course.
That's what's going on with her. But I think gayest, queerest look in this one is probably Spencer with the denim overalls.
I agree.
I've got to give that to her. Aria is, like, I almost think that Aria has the best look because she looks like she's having fun. Like, she... Yeah, you know, Aria loves a theme. She'll get into
she
like
loves a theme.
Almost any theme, and find something that's appropriate for it. The That's So Aria Award for me probably goes to Hannah, who is wearing what appears to be a tablecloth with a belt that is all buckles. It's like four or five buckles.
Yeah. I am going to say, I'm going to agree with you, Spencer, for queerest look. I'm actually going to give Hannah best look, because I just think she also seems to be having a lot of fun. And it's, I don't know. I like this color on her. I like this kind of era of Hannah. I'm going to give it to her. I'm going to give Aria the That's So Aria because this is memorably the episode where Karate Jake gifts her a pair of like teal cowgirl boots. And there's like a lot of weird foot stuff in this episode we talked about at the time. So I just think Aria is in like peak Aria performance here. She's being gifted shoes. She's dancing. She's, you know, she's earned her title.
Now I like Emily's look. She is wearing like a sort of sleeveless flannel situation. But I have to give Emily most impractical because she's also wearing white shorts at a hoedown where there's going to be like straw and like dirt. And I'm not feeling the white shorts, Emily. Sorry.
Yeah. Potentially like maybe some barbecue or something like,
yeah.
No, it's not going to be good. So next we have, this was like a time in the show when there were a lot of events. We have the wedding fashion show episode where all of the liars are inexplicably dressed as brides.
Now, is this the one where Spencer is wearing the bone corset?
This is.
The finger bone corset? Okay.
This is. And okay. So I was going to say, because Aria's dress is very Aria, and we talked about it at the time, like she has weird gloves. It's super, super Aria. But it is also very Aria to have a corset made of bones. So this is tough.
It is tough. Yeah, it is difficult. I do think that Aria might get the That's So Aria Award just because there is so much going on with her look. Yeah, queerest look. I don't know, Hannah in this picture, Hannah looks like a cross between like Princess Leia and also just like a like Renaissance bride who has been captured and forced to marry the local squire. She looks so miserable. And she has like a weird too high belt that looks like it could be some kind of like chastity device or something. So, yeah, I think that the best look of these looks is Emily.
I would agree that the best look is Emily. I'm going to split the difference, though. I'm going to say that Spencer's gets the That's So Aria because of the bone corset. I'm going to say Arya gets queerest look because it feels very queer to have a sort of fucked up wedding look that's like kind of like laughing in the face of the patriarchy a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I can definitely go with that.
Okay. So next we have our Grave New World looks, which is the, you know, the really over the top Victorian looks that the Liars wear to the Ravenswood Halloween party. I don't even know if it actually takes place at Halloween. I don't think it does because it's not, we're still in Endless November. So it's like they're.
I think it's supposed to be like a veterans memorial thing because this is during the World War A.
That's right.
Part of the show. So that's,
yeah. I think Emily gets queerest look, no question for me, because she's, I mean, how would you even describe this look?
Well, there's a tie involved, I believe. And it's like her look is like pinstriped. She's got like sort of a fedora hat with a feather on it.
Yeah.
Emily's look is extremely queer. No question.
Yeah. I think for me, Hannah gets worst look mostly because of that hat. That she can't seem to see out
it's
of.
It's like a lampshade. It's so terrible.
And it's proportionally it's so weird because it's like the way that this look is structured, it's like you go lampshade to boobs and there's like nothing in between.
Well, I it is bad. I definitely agree that it is bad. But then Spencer is like dressed in this like Victorian school marm who is also a vampire slayer kind of outfit. which is also there's also just a lot going on there, I feel like.
Yeah.
But Arya 100% wins the So Arya yes. award because Arya, you know, she also looks like she could be a vampire who like or part of a vampire circus, I feel like. She's wearing kind of a flat hat because she could be the ringmaster of the vampire circus, or she could like be someone who does tricks like while riding a vampire horse.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like the hot pink. It's very Arya to like bring hot pink into this look. I actually think Arya might get best dressed for me.
It's either her or Emily for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that I like Arya's hat more than I like Emily's hat. So, yeah.
I mean, the hats are like, they're a lot. But Arya's hat is very Arya.
Okay. So do you, Hannah has, if in this particular one, I think we should have a hat ranking. okay. I think that Hannah's hat is the worst. The lampshade hat is the worst. Absolutely. But I think that Spencer's hat is a close second. It's like large and it has like a weird brim and it looks like it has like dead crow feathers or something on it. It's
yes,
berserk. And then I think we have the good hats, which is Emily's fedora, which inexplicably has the large feather on it.
Yep.
And I think like Emily is wearing this hat just for this moment. I think that Emily loses this hat almost immediately. As does Spencer, I think, which is for the
As does Hannah. We talked about in this episode, it's like they get the hats off of them as quickly as possible.
And then Arya, I think Arya definitely has the best hat.
It's like Arya has simultaneously the best hat and the worst hat, but like that it lives in the extremes and that's what makes it the best, I think.
Well, look at, I mean, I don't know if Spencer can see with that hat that she's wearing either. So, like, at least Arya and Emily have, like, visibility, like, while they're, like, looking for their foe.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, so then we have the ice ball, which we have a lot of looks for this one. This is fun because it's not a masquerade ball, but it's very much themed in terms of, like, we have all these sort of cool tones. And what's fun is that now Allison is back, so we can add Allison in with our rankings. Of course, this is unfortunately, we're entering the time period when they stopped knowing how to dress Allison. and that's kind of starting here. But what do you think about these various looks?
Oh, man. So Arya is, again, we have the other liars in like long kind of traditional seeming gowns. And Arya is in, is this a cupcake dress, do we think?
I think this would be called a cupcake dress.
I think that it's interesting because Arya's look, like, it's almost childlike. You know, she is very short. And she looks, especially with her, you know, elder boyfriend here, she's looking very, very childlike. I really like Hannah's look. It's like lacy and it's a little bit sheer. For me, I think Hannah probably has the best look here.
Interesting. Interesting. This is another case where if we were including non-liars, Paige would of course get
Oh my God,
Paige and best look.
Yes, she absolutely would.
So who would you give queerest look to here?
I mean, I feel like I kind of have to give it, even though she does just look like Shay, I kind of have to give it to Emily because she is accessorized with Paige in that suit. So
that's fair.
That, I mean, I feel like Emily gets it for me.
I think best dressed for me is a tie between Emily and Spencer. Spencer's look is very simple, but I really like her hair and makeup. I think I don't like Arya's dress. I think that is probably my least favorite. And in terms of queerest, I'm going to go with Spencer because she caresses Hannah's face a bunch in that episode.
Well, you know, if we're going by actions in the episode, I am going to have to like just put in for Allison for queerest look because Allison has created like a whole new girl gang squad
that she's debuting
in this episode. And so the thing that is like weird about Allison's look here is that it's one of those dresses that like it like wants to be sleeveless, but it's not. It has these like strange sort of, are they called cap sleeves? Is that what that is?
I think so.
Why that was in my brain, I don't even really know. but she looks uncomfortable. Like she looks like she is, you know, kind of trying to like step into the role of the queen bee, but it's not entirely comfortable. So, and that kind of has like sort of closety, there's more going on than meets the eye kind of vibes, I feel.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. Our next looks, these are the prom in the dollhouse looks. These are pretty fun, I think. There's a lot going on here, I would say.
Yeah, none of these looks are like good looks, which is like fine because you want to show that the liars are like uncomfortable and that these are not outfits that they really would have chosen themselves. I think that the best look of these looks is probably Emily. Emily's outfit being blue and being like kind of low cut in the bodice at least looks like something that we could imagine Emily wearing.
Yeah, I think I might give it to Spencer, even though it's like kind of hideous, but it's got a weirdness about it. And I like the way that it gets disheveled, like when they get locked outside. I actually like that with Hannah's dress as well.
I would give Spencer queerest look because she kind of, I think she might actually have some fingerless gloves that she's wearing as part of this outfit. So fingerless gloves, very queer. Also, it seems like if it's not a plaid, it's like wrinkly like a plaid. And it's like there's one shoulder that's a shoulder and then the other part of it is off shoulder, so she kind of looks like maybe like the queen of like a Highland warrior clan
I don't know why, but it's giving me a little bit like Alanis Morissette for some reason.
Yeah,
you know, it's very 90s. I think that Arya has a weird necklace situation going on. But I actually might give, it might be a sweep for me for Spencer. I might give Spencer most Arya look, because having random like patches of fabric around your body feels very Arya to me.
Well, that's true, but I think that necklace that Arya is wearing, that's like sort of in the shape of Ohio, is like that's pretty Arya too.
That is pretty Arya.
The worst look, I think, is Hannah in the red and the black, and with the like lace, like the lacy kind of insets over her boobs. Like, Hannah looks so uncomfortable in this look.
She does,
and I think that kind of seals it for me as the worst one.
Yeah, she sort of looks like she's wearing lingerie.
Yeah.
Then we, of course, have their real prom looks, which are fairy tale inspired, although that seems to be a pretty loose interpretation. Honestly, I was pretty underwhelmed by all of these looks.
Yeah, these are not a great deal better than the prom and the dollhouse looks, especially because Emily is like, I don't know what is happening with Emily's outfit. Emily, I think, has the weirdest prom outfit. Where yeah. She kind of also has like a crow theme going on.
Yeah.
Feathers, and there's this, it's very, I think probably I like Spencer's dress the best. Even though it's like sort of weird and the material is sort of weird. But I think I probably would pick Spencer as best dressed.
I think I'd give it to Hannah. I like what Hannah has going on. I think Arya gets, well, no, I think Emily gets the most Arya look for sure here. And I think Arya, I'm going to give Arya queerest, because I think it feels kind of queer to be like, I'm not going to wear prom dress. I'm going to wear separates and I'm going to kind of do it my way.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. I think that my least favorite, though, is probably Allison's.
Yeah. Like you were saying, like, we're transitioning into the era of not knowing how to dress Allison. And especially for as much time as we see Allison just wandering around wearing yes. this dress, it's not a great look. That is for sure. It's this yellow kind of, and I think we said they wanted her to be Belle from like Beauty and the Beast or something. It's a fail. I think that this is actually like, this is one of the worst like ball looks, like overall.
I agree. We then have the sort of confusing like Arya's wedding situation. Arya has like three different wedding dresses. She has the one that she was initially going to wear that we never actually see her wear, that she had picked out before Prezra went and got Nicole. We have the one that she wore to what was going to be their wedding, which is, to me, a dress that doesn't at all look like something Arya would wear. It's like very old fashioned. It has long sleeves. And then we have the like little sort of short cakey dress that she ends up wearing to their courthouse wedding, which looks like a cute dress that Arya would wear to brunch, not at all something that she would wear to get married in. And then we have the liar bridesmaids dresses, which I think are just like so bland and boring. And it's so weird to me that they just all have their hair down. Like they just like came back from the gym or something.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that like, some of these pictures, like, I could look at and be like, oh yeah, of course, this is the ice ball, like, of course, this is, like, whatever. When I first saw this picture, I was like, why are they all going to a funeral and Arya is wearing a wedding dress? And I had to, like, think about it for a minute before I was like, oh god, those are their bridesmaids dresses. They're so bad.
They're so ugly.
So bad. Like, yeah. Everything... I feel like, is this, like, the show's way of conveying, like, that this is an ill-suited match, that everyone is wearing, like, ill-suited things? Like, oh, yeah. My gosh. The liars in these bridesmaids' dresses, they all look, like, matronly.
Yes.
And, like, they're shapeless. And they all, like, I do not think that Arya is the kind of person who's, like, this is my day, so I'm going to look beautiful and I want everyone else to look as ugly as possible.
Right.
That's kind of the type of dress these are. Like, these very attractive women look like they're just wearing sort of like shapeless sacks.
It's so weird. I actually think the best of these dresses, and I mean, this is like the best of the worst, is Allison's dress. Shocking.
I agree.
I like hers has the most style to it, but it looks so bad. Their hair all looks bad. Like, it's just, they're not wearing any fun jewelry. Like, this is a fail on so many levels.
Yes. I literally thought that this was like the giveaway, the thing that told me that this actually was not the Liars going to. I was like, did somebody have a funeral when Arya was getting married? I don't remember. But the thing that clued me into the fact that it wasn't a funeral is that the Liars always look a little bit sexy for funerals. And they do not look sexy here at all.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even think this is worthy of giving out, like, queerest.
No! Like, it's no. Just,
it's a fail. But now we get to talk about the funeral looks. We sort of bunched all of those together at the end because those are so fun. We, of course, have the pilot, Allison's initial funeral. Mm-hmm. Those looks.
Short dresses.
A little bit more, I mean, definitely more conservative than what we will eventually get, I would say.
Well, so Hannah's dress still does look like she could go and hit a club afterwards.
For sure.
Which, you know, that's so Hannah. And then Arya gets the That's So Arya award in this one just because of the lace kind of patterned tights she's wearing with her dress here.
I agree. I don't know that anyone, I mean, Spencer and Emily both appear to be wearing flats, which feels somewhat queer to me.
Yeah. Well, and Emily has just attended like the funeral of her secret ex-girlfriend. So I am going to give Emily queerest award.
I would give that as well. I think the next one, Ian's funeral, I think these are my favorite. Like, if we're looking at the funeral looks as a set, this is my favorite set, I would say.
Interesting. I might have a different pick for my favorite set. But yeah, the Ian funeral looks, we have two different contenders for the That's So Arya award, I feel like. And that would be Spencer's choker and Hannah's fascinator hat. But
yes.
I think it probably has to go to Hannah's fascinator hat, which she is wearing over a hairstyle that it just looks hungover. Like, it's a fascinator hat placed on like the bedhead that you get like the morning after you like passed out when you were at the bar until 3 a.m.
I agree. We can't really, this isn't a great shot of Arya's dress, but I do remember that dress. I think I really like this dress for Arya. I would say that she's probably best dressed here. But I would definitely give it to Spencer for queerest look because she sort of looks like she just stepped off the set of The Craft.
Yeah, she does look like she was from The Craft. And she also kind of has like a Victorian ghost look to what she's wearing, which also very queer.
Yeah, for sure. Then we have the Wilden funeral looks, which are arguably the most inappropriate of any of the funeral looks. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Like, Arya has quite a bit of color going on. Like, she has some red. Is that a rhinestone belt? I feel like it might be. And her shoes, yeah. I think, are red. And then Hannah is wearing, like her dress is, like, sheer from the waist down.
Yep.
And I think she's got like a snakeskin purse. So yeah, I mean, I don't even know why they went to Wilden's funeral.
Like, to wear these outfits, of course.
Yeah, like none of them are like sad that he is dead in any way. I think if I had to pick the best look here, I would probably say Spencer.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so. I think Spencer is probably the most appropriately dressed for a funeral. Emily has this like weird zigzag pattern going on her skirt. Hannah, I would have to give the best, the That's So Arya award for sure.
And maybe the queerest look. Like, yeah. I feel like Ashley Benson herself could have worn this dress like to an awards show with Cara Delevingne. Like,
yep.
This is, and then afterwards, like they come home and they like try out the sex bench. Like, this, this is what that look says to me.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I could definitely see that for sure. We have Mona's funeral look next, which these are all, I mean, compared to the last one, these are all practically subdued.
Oh, is Mona's next, or is the Jessica De Laurentiis funeral next?
Oh, no, I think you're right. It is the Jessica De Laurentiis funeral next.
Yes, yes. And so this is, like, Allison is back in this funeral as well. There's a lot going on here. Emily, I don't think that's a dress. I think that's like a romper. So I have some questions. Is that's probably the queerest one? I'll give Emily queerest look due to a romper. Spencer is wearing, I don't know what's going on. I think Spencer might have the worst look. It's like flower patterns that are like cut out of this weird Spencer's look is a head scratcher, and I think it might be the worst, and it might be the most Aria as well.
I would agree. I think Hannah's is probably my favorite. It's simple, but I remember her looking really pretty in that episode.
Yes, this picture does not show Hannah's shoes, and if it did, I might have switched my That's So Aria vote to Hannah. Because if memory serves, Hannah is wearing lime green strappy sandals or flip-flops.
Perfect funeral shoe. Love it. Don't
vote. She's gotta, you know, she's gotta give it something. She's gotta like give it a little kick. It can't just
exactly.
be all black.
Exactly.
Hilarious. Yeah. I don't know if we could find a picture of Hannah's shoe for that scene or if it would be worth it, but if it's whatever it is, it's lime green.
Oh my God. That is amazing. That is amazing. So then we have the Mona funeral look where the liars are all accessorizing with Lays. What are your thoughts here?
Okay. Listen, I would give this best overall funeral look because I love that they are all wearing the Lays. I love that this is like Hannah. You know, this is such an emotionally fraught period for Hannah. Hannah really does look like a grieving widow, like she's going to rend her garments at any moment. And I just like sort of like you see here that like Hannah is in a longer dress. The other liars are in shorter dresses. Mona would appreciate each and every one of these looks. And I just kind of like that the liars are sort of like almost in a uniform here as they go to Mona's funeral. So I really like these looks.
I agree. I think for me, Spencer's is probably the worst just because it's like got this kind of like checkered pattern on it. I think Hannah's is the best and the queerest because she is, of course, the widow Marin at this point.
And I feel like Mona would appreciate Emily's legs.
I think she would. I definitely think she would. So then we have the Charlotte funeral looks, which is, you know, our first episode back after the time jump here. What are your thoughts?
Oh, wow. So one of the things that I love about this is that the liars all just packed for their like brief trip back to Rosewood. They all packed funeral attire because it's Rosewood and you just never know. Also, these are like some of the least attractive and also like in many ways the trashiest funeral looks. Hannah.
What's going on there?
Like, if you looked at Hannah from the waist up, you might be like, okay, but like Hannah from the waist down, this dress is like, the dress goes so far up one of her thighs that it is like, I mean, Mona would appreciate this look also.
She could get a gynecological exam without having to move that skirt whatsoever.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. So Hannah is wearing like a questionable dress. Aria is wearing a dress that is like sheer from the the boobs up. It's really unclear why it even has that top, but okay. And then Spencer is wearing a dress that has like super weird, not like sleeves. They might also be cap sleeves, but they look like armbands. Yeah, it's not like none of these looks are very good. I guess I might give best dress to Emily just because she like understood the assignment.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that that's probably the best one. Yeah, I really dislike the sleeve situation on Spencer's dress.
Spencer, and interestingly enough, I might give Spencer queerest look just because the way that Spencer looks in this picture, and part of that might be the terrible bangs as well, but Spencer calls to mind like Paige McCullers before she was out.
Oh,
like,
I totally
like
see that.
Her body language and the bangs and the like, I'm being forced to be feminine at this funeral dress.
Well, and Spencer, in that episode, Spencer is dressing really queer. So it is kind of like the most feminine we've seen her that episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And do we give the That's So Aria to Hannah's skirt?
I think so. I think that although Aria doesn't usually go sexy like that. So I might just give it to Aria herself for the lace bodice situation.
Yeah.
So those are all the specific looks we want to talk about. Do we want to do some like kind of best of awards here?
Yeah, I do think we should. So of the times when we see the Liars wear costumes, that would be like the Halloween episodes, basically. So we've got the first secret looks. We've got the ghost train looks. We've got the World War A looks. And I would also maybe throw the hoedown in here, even though it's not like, you know, even though it's not Halloween, it's like a special set of looks. Of those looks, like, which one do you feel is overall the best, overall the worst? So it would be like how all of the Liars look.
Okay. I'm going to say overall the worst is Emily's Pocahontas or whatever that look is. Mm-hmm. Honorable mention to Hannah's Grave New World look. Because that lantern hat is a problem. And I would say overall the best. Gosh, I think I would give it to Spencer's Lauren Bacall with a runner-up to Aria's Grave New World look. What about you?
Well, so I was thinking like as a group, like if we judge them as a group, I think that the ghost train is, they look the best.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes.
But I think yours, I don't disagree with the rankings that you just gave for like individual best and worst. So I think that the ghost train looks, I think that they all do look really good there. We've got Hannah as Marilyn. We've got Spencer as Lauren Bacall. We've got Emily as Barbarella. We've got Aria as Daisy Buchanan. So I think they all look really great there. It's a toss up for the worst because I really hate Emily's costume in the first secret, but the Grave New World look as a whole is so terrible that I think I have to, as a group, I think that is probably the worst.
I agree. I would agree with that. So then how would we rank? Oh, wait, do we want to say queerest of all of those?
Ooh, yeah, let's have a look at that. Oh no, but what if the queerest is Grave New World, which we just said was also the worst?
Well, what if we give queerest to just one of the Liars' looks?
Okay. All right, which one will get it though? Is it Lauren Bacall? Is it Mary Queen of Scots?
To me, it's easy, Emily Grave New World.
Yeah. I think that's a good call.
Okay. So let's talk about the dance looks. So we've got the homecoming dance. We've got the masquerade ball. We've got the ice ball. We've got dollhouse prom. And we've got real prom.
Oof. So I think if I were judging the Liars as like as a group, like looking at their group pictures, I would say the ice ball is probably the best looking one. And it's a toss up between Dollhouse Prom and Real Prom for the worst ball look. What is your thought about that?
I'm going to say Real Prom because I think Dollhouse Prom was at least intentionally kind of bad. But I think Real Prom was just like, these were supposed to be fun looks and they just kind of weren't.
Yeah, I would agree with that. For best dance look, I really like Aria's like Harlequin masquerade circus tent red and black number. That is super memorable. I might tap that for like one of the best ball dresses.
I can't disagree with that. That's a really good choice. This might be a hot take pick. I am going to go with Aria's homecoming outfit. I just think it is so quintessential Aria, and it's just like, it's so Aria right out the gate. So I think I'm going to have to go with that. What do you think is the overall queerest dance look?
Ooh, the queerest dance look. What a tough call. And Paige is not eligible because she's not one of the main liars. If I had to say what I think the queerest dance look is, I might say Spencer Dollhouse Prom.
Because me too.
Warrior Queen and fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves. Yeah, like tartan of some sort. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. So let's talk funeral looks. Oh, wait, did we say what the worst of the ball costumes is?
You know, we didn't, but I think we would be hard. I feel like let's say the character name on the count of three, because I think we're probably going to agree about who it is. So, okay. All right. One, two, three. Allison. Allison at the prom.
It's Allison at the prom. Yeah. Dress. It's bad. okay, so let's talk funeral looks. So we've each kind of said what our favorite of the overall funeral looks is. So let's talk individuals. What is your favorite individual of any of the funeral looks?
Ooh, what a great question. I'm torn between the Widow Marin, which,
yes,
for storyline purposes, I really like that. But I also really just like sort of the drunken royal vibe that Hannah is bringing to Ian's funeral. I actually will say that, like, looking at the funeral pictures as a whole, I really feel like Hannah brings the most spirit to her funeral outfits. Like,
yes,
you are never bored when you are looking at Hannah Marin at a funeral.
I completely agree. I think I'm going to give it to Hannah with the Fascinator. It is just so good. Yeah.
Now, queerest funeral look. I think, again, you know, you might, I was really sold on the Mona funeral looks, but you really might have something with what you said about Wilden's funeral, because I think Hannah kind of wins best funeral, and I think Spencer probably has the queerest funeral look.
With the choker.
Yeah, with the craft vibe that she has going on there.
I completely agree. I think she gets queerest funeral look for me as well in that look. I think... Oh,
Emily, I'm going to give Emily runner up for the romper that she wears to her mother-in-law's funeral.
I think that's a good choice. I think my least favorite funeral look might be Spencer with those sleeves at Charlotte's funeral.
And the bangs. I can't tell you what I would think about the sleeves if it weren't for the bangs, because they're just like, the sleeves and the bangs just like frame Spencer in a very shockingly unappealing way. I do think that Spencer, and I think that this is worst overall funeral look is the Charlotte looks. Yeah. Wild.
I agree. I think worst overall of just all of the looks in general is for sure Arya's wedding, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like least flattering for all concerned. Like I don't really remember. This is like right before the wedding is supposed to take place, right? This isn't like a fitting where none of the dresses have been fitted.
No, this is yet. Like you're about is to go.
I don't know. Like that. This is like an Arya is a kind of moment. Like why is she using her power to make them look like this?
Did Alex Drake pick out these dresses?
No, if they did, they'd be hotter.
That's true. Yes, Alex Drake would want to see everything.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Alex Drake would be like, I don't even know. I almost can't even do it. Like, you know, fuck up those skirts, governor. it would be a lot different. But yeah, the Arya's wedding situation. Also, like, it just seems like what did she do? Like, normally, your bridesmaids would all be wearing the same dress, or if not the same dress, like similar dress, maybe like the same distinctive color or something.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, also, are my eyes playing tricks on me? Are they all wearing black except Allison, who's wearing a very, very dark blue?
Yes, I think that is what is happening. Yes.
Does that mean that Allison is the maid of honor?
Oh. No, I just assumed it meant that, like, they couldn't find something they wanted to put Sasha in.
If it was black.
The same color as the other choir.
Also, I cannot get over how bad their hair looks.
Or maybe Allison isn't a bridesmaid. Maybe Allison is just a guest.
Oh, that would be... Oh my god. That
would be the shade.
The shade of it all. Oh boy. Well, because it's like, sorry, Allison, you hooked up with Prezra at one point. So you don't get to... You have been demoted from the status of bridesmaid to a mere guest, but you also have to wear an ugly, lumpy dress.
like Prezra would let her be at the wedding party, or like it was too awkward because of the Arya Jason thing, so it was just like, sorry Allison, sorry.
Yeah Oh my god, yeah, they're so bad. Allison has those bangs, Spencer has those bangs, everyone's hair looks like it hasn't been brushed in a month and it's like in deep need of a deep conditioning. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, like no one appears to have their hair done.
No. Oh, it's so bad. Well, do we have more that we want to say about the liar costumes?
I think we have said quite a lot. I hope that everybody who's listening enjoys looking through the Instagram photo gallery to kind of like get the vibe of what we're looking at here. If you guys have other opinions, if you feel like we really missed, you know, a queer look somewhere in here, please definitely let us know. I guess we could also do like, because the Liars had the wedding fashion show, and then we have two Arya wedding dresses. Do we want to do like a best wedding dress to close ourselves out?
Oh, sure. Yeah, best wedding dress. Best and worst wedding dress.
I think, you know, so Emily has a lot of advantages with her wedding dress in that it's kind of just like a nice white dress. She's not saddled with a veil like a lot of the other liars are.
Yeah.
I think the best one is either Emily's in the wedding fashion show, or it's Arya's little kicky dress that she could wear to brunch.
You know, I'm going to give it to Corset Bones.
Okay.
I think it's a pretty dress, and I also just think it's, you know, it's got that extra A touch.
It does, and it is like, that is like an ultimate PLL conception, like the wedding dress with
exactly.
The bone corset.
Exactly. Exactly. Worst one, I think, might be Arya's initial, like, her long-sleeved wedding dress.
It's so bad. It looks like, it almost looks like, did Ella or, like, Arya's grandmother wear this dress? And now Arya is being, like,
right?
guilted into it or something? Yeah, it's a real bad choice. But also, Hannah's dress in the bridal
that one's really bad
is really bad too. But Arya was actually like planning to get married in this dress, so I do think that Arya's first dress is the worst.
I would give it to Arya for that. And also, like, everything about that is made worse by the fact that she's marrying Prezra.
I just realized that in the picture that's like Arya's first wedding dress, I realized that you could see the back of Spencer's dress.
Oh, and it yeah. looks,
oh my gosh. Like, I thought oh man. Yeah, those bridesmaids' dresses are absolutely like, they are a hate crime. I don't know what Arya was thinking, but oof.
You can also see from that back photo, like, just how disheveled Spencer and Emily's hair is. Like, I cannot get over how bad the hair is.
Do you remember in the episode of Buffy where Xander and Anya are, like, maybe going to get married, and the opening of that episode starts with, like, Buffy and I think Willow, like talking about like how ugly, like you think they're talking about a demon, but it's actually like the bridesmaid's
yes.
dress.
Yes.
Anya has picked out, like, that is what I think of when I look at these hideous dresses that Arya has apparently made them wear.
I completely agree. They're so bad. And they're so, like, it would be one thing if they were so bad, but they were so Arya, but they're not so Arya. They're just so bad.
Yeah, like Spencer's, the neckline of Spencer's is super weird too. Oh my gosh. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Horrible all around. Well, if you have thoughts on these horrible, horrible, horrible looks, you can, of course, send us an email at everybodyapodcast@gmail.com. You can also check out our Instagram. This episode sort of demands, in fact, that you check out our Instagram. Our Instagram, again, is Everybody A Podcast. Our Spotify is Everybody A Everybody Gay. And, of course, you can, as always, leave us a rating and review on iTunes. We would appreciate it. We are continuing to have so much fun with this bonus content, and we hope that you are enjoying listening to it as well.
Till next time.
Take care. We'll be right back.